Hi, this is Steve Rodriguez of Progressive Pulse. My guest today, Noel Gordine, is set to release his debut album, After My Time, on July 22nd. His current single, The River, has been riding up the R&B charts. Let's check in with my podcast when I had a chance to catch up with Noel Gordine.
Your music is, you know, it's definitely has old school Donny Hathaway influences, Marvin Gaye, but then it's definitely, fits into today's arena. How would you describe your music? I'll let you talk about it.
Well, the way I describe it is, yeah, it definitely has the classic, elements, because that's what I grew up on. You know, I'm 26 years old, and people wouldn't tend to think that I came up on that music, but I listened to everything that my pop listened to, his favorite, so I emulated my pops from day one, so that's the reason why that whole, heavy soul element has been put into my music. But at the same time, I came up with the hip-hop background, and my brother was 40 years old, and there's a little gap there, so he had the whole, the new back swing, that whole element there. So I have a wide spread background, and, it means a lot to me to be able to put all of those elements into my style, because that's what I came up on, and it seems like it's working, because people can tell. You just said it, I have that classic background, but it's still relevant, so we were able to make it happen the way we envisioned it, it's a blessing, man.
Which is great. And I mean, I would almost say you're kind of filling a void in the music scene right now, which is definitely, there's some great artists out there, but I think that old school sound is something that, is very rich and soulful. Yeah. How would you say?
Well, man, for you to say that, that feels incredibly gratifying, man. That feels really good. I don't know if I'm worthy of that, but it feels great to be able to, for some people to say that I'm filling a void. And I've heard it more than once, so it feels really good. I'm overjoyed to hear that. I think there is, there is a void, and I'm not saying that I'm trying to fill it. It's just I'm just trying to make music that first and foremost that means something to me, that has a message that I can get off my chest, whether it's happened to me or a family member, or something that I've seen happen in a movie, or something that somebody's written. If I can take that and put it down on paper and make it and have people feel that and say that, that's happened to me, or I've seen that happen to one of my family members or something like that, that they can relate to, then we're doing it for a reason. There's a purpose for it, and people, like I say, we sit down to make music that can stand the test of time. Just like the music that was made back in the whole soul swing, that the whole Motown, that Sam Cooke, and that whole swing. So if we can make music and people want to listen to it 5 or 10 years down the line, then what we've done is right. That's what we set out to do.
That's great. And your hit single, The River, definitely conjures up, it's very visually stimulating, I have to say. Steve Harvey actually started playing that first. Is that how it happened? To get it, the success of it?
It is largely in part by Mr. Steve Harvey, because we concepted and conceived it and wrote it and recorded it back at the beginning of 2005, and for it to be getting the love now, 3 years later, is just a blessing in itself. But Steve, it was crazy, because it was a Saturday. Back in February of this year, and I was, the Friday night I was hanging out with my cousins, because I'd be out on the road, and then I came back home, and I like to hang out with my cousins and let it out a little bit. So I was laying in my cousin's house, crashed after the night before, and I got about 12 or 13 messages from my manager, and my phone was on silent. So the first message was cool, yo man, I need to get in touch with you. And then, needless to say, by the 13th message, it was nothing but profanity.
Right, like, where are you?
So I get on the phone with my manager. Yo, man, you ain't the answer to your phone. Yo, Steve Harvey blew you up yesterday, man. He played the record like 4 times, back to back to back. He was reading off the lyrics, and everybody's requesting it, and it's going crazy right now. So ever since then, I'd say in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, a month, you know, my career has dramatically been you know, raised to another level. So, you know, I'm deeply indebted to Mr. Steve Harvey and, you know, a lot of the other DJs that have, you know, looked out for me, K-Man Kelly from Satellite and, you know, Lenny Green in New York and, you know, a lot of people, you know, in D.C. as well. So I've just gotten a lot of love from people that, you know, gave the record legs when a lot of people wouldn't go, you know, go nowhere near it. So it was just taking those pioneers to be able to, you know, set it out there and go against the grain, if you will, and just give it a chance. So I feel deeply indebted to Mr. Steve Harvey and those other DJs that took a chance on the record.
And for people that don't know, when you talk about the river, you're actually talking about a place where you would spend summers, I understand, in Mississippi?
Right. Mississippi, Tudor, Mississippi is where my family is from. And, you know, we used to go down there every summer and see, you know, have like the family reunion and family throwdown and things like that and the big cookouts and seeing family that I hadn't seen in a while. And, you know, the inspiration that I got, you know, that I used and, when we was writing this record was, you know, sitting up underneath my aunts and uncles and my grandmama and, you know, my parents and listening to all of the stories because they all grew up in Mississippi and, you know, there wasn't a lot of equal opportunities there for African Americans. So listening to all of the pain and, you know, struggle and everything that they went through, I always knew I wanted to do music. But when I got a little bit older and, you know, I remembered all those stories and all of that pain and struggle that they went through, that I wanted to use it, you know, and I just wanted to make it evident in that record because that was the perfect time to bring it out, you know, a song like that, spiritual and yet at the same time keeping it relevant, you know, with the references to the Impalas and finding out about love and, you know, a spiritual place, the river, and, you know, because actually my grandmama and my great-grandmother were baptized in the river in the back of the church, so, you know, that was something that we put in there, and it just seemed to strike a lot of heart chords, man, and relate to a lot of people, you know, in all demographics and all ages, and, you know, because I've had a mother hit me on MySpace saying that she's putting her 3-year-old child in the car to go to daycare, and the 3-year-old girl is asking mommy for the river song, you know, for a 3-year-old up to a 75-year-old. So that's just, it's incredible, and, you know, the love that we've gotten for this record, and, you know, we've done it. It was done for a reason. You know what I mean?
Definitely has the makings of a classic. Absolutely. Some of the other lyrics you've been quoted as saying, you write emotions of the average man, real, truthful, honest music. Talk about the single or the song Hurts Like Hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Hurts Like Hell is just, you know, it's a song in which, you know, relationships, you know, sometimes go sour. When the bad moments start outweighing the good, you know, there's still that love there. You know, and you've cried over this woman so many times and hoping that it goes right. And, you know, if it just has no chance that it can go right, you know, my pop always says, I'll never forget this, when I was younger, he used to say, you know, sometimes you're not going to be able to make it work with a woman. And, you know, instead of saying that you weren't made for each other, my pop used to say you met at the wrong time in your life.
There you go.
What I mean? So, so that always stayed in my head. And, you know, maybe you just met at the wrong time in your life. But he's saying, you know, in this record, he's saying you keep the cars, the dog, keep the house, anything that makes you happy. You know, I'm not going to let you see me crying over you again. I've been hurt so many times, and we try to make it work, and it just won't work. But, you know, yet and still, after all of that, saying that we're going to have to let each other go, yet and still, at the end, he still loves us. He says he still loves us, you know, but, you know, love is just an emotion that you can't just push to the side like that. And, you know, but whether you're good for each other, time will tell, you know what I mean? But it's a real record that a lot of people seem to gravitate towards on the project. So I really feel good because there's a bunch of records like that on the album. We just put a lot of time into these records, and, you know, I have to say we put it together over 3 years, so we really feel good about the album that we've amassed.
And you've worked with some great producers on this, including one of my favorites, Rafael Sadiq.
Right.
What was it like working with him?
Raphael was he's one of the most talented, down-to-earth, real, and easy to work with brothers. He's just, his talent level is just, you know, you can't speak enough about it. Just to be able to sit there and grab any instrument that he wants, it's just crazy. Working, you know, working from scratch all the time. You know, so to be able to sit there, and it was crazy when we were sitting there writing with each other. You know, I throw out my ideas, and you would think that somebody so instrumental in this, and influential in this industry would just, nah, we can't go with that. But he was just so open to all ideas that it was a pleasure to work with him. And I'd have to say the relationship was so good when we were working that I would love to go back to him on every album that I work on, you know, to get something. So that was that much of a pleasure working with him. And another thing about Raphael, you know, as opposed to a lot of other people in the industry, you know, note-wise, you have to be so perfect. It has to be right. Everything has to be this and that. But Raphael, I mean, of course the notes have to be right with him, but it's mostly on feeling. He goes on the feel, and that's reminiscent of the old style as well. You know, they went a lot on how the record felt as opposed to being, you know, note-wise, it had to be perfect and this and that, you know, so I love working with him because that feel is always there. It has a good feel, and that's evident from his own music, you know, throughout the years. So I can't wait to work with him again.
That's great. Yeah, it seems like a definite organic process, which is, you know, definitely speaks back to that void in music. Well, Noel, I want to thank you so much. We're all very excited. Where can people, before July 22nd, we can definitely see your music video for The River, correct? Yeah.
Definitely. Well, actually, today they're going to be showing it on 106 and Park, the new joint on 106 and Park. So they can get on MySpace, myspace.com/Noel Gourdin. That's NOELGOURDIN. They can check out the video there and, you know, send me a message as well. I get back to all of my fans. I feel it's really important. They can check out my website. It's NoelGourdinMusic.com. And I have a Say Now Sell cell number that they can get directly in contact with me, and I can leave them a message back. So that's 617-830-1103. That's 617-830-1103. So, you know, get in touch with me, and I love to you know, reply, man, because I feel that, like I said, that's really important to me.
Well, awesome. Noel, I want to thank you very much. We're looking forward to the release of After My Time on July 22nd. Congratulations to you for all, you know, this initial success, and I wish you so much more.
Thank you so much, Steve, man. I appreciate the being able to do this, man. God bless.